State Dance Tournament coverage brought to you on Q92 by United Prairie Insurance Agency, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Egg Processing Incorporated, American Surplus of Montevideo, B. Johnson Electric, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tenson Marine of Raymond, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Madison Bottling Company, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Brian Tebben, Farm Bureau Insurance, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Chad Kranz, Mama's Brick Oven Pizza, Madison Optical. State Dance coverage brought to you by Ludvigson Tiling, Erickson Chevrolet, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Greg Thole Electric in Madison, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, The Wold Agency. State Dance coverage brought to you by Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Warren Triggestead, Pioneer Seeds, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Chival Mutual, Mitch Gertis Appleton, Mattress Barn in Marshall, Heartland Motors, Morris, and Zarbach Memorials in Madison. Thanks for joining us for State Dance Line coverage right here on Q92.
Welcome back to Target Center, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports on this Saturday morning, day two of State Dance here in Minneapolis. Paul Ramel, we had Dede Schomer on with us earlier this morning, and now we have Ken Fransky putting a headset on. Ken helped out yesterday, and you recovered from the celebration, Ken?
It was good. You know, you can't get too well because there's day two coming around, and you know, we're going to have as much fun today as we did yesterday, I think. So yeah, we'll cut loose on the after it's all done today.
Yeah. What was it like in the motel room with the kids and the families that you guys stayed at?
Well, the girls were staying in a different hotel, or the team the Shadows. So, you know, we had a few text exchanges and things like that, and the girls were still happy but very focused. You know, they did some team Olympics, I think, last night with their team supper. But, oh, the fans, the parents, the grandparents, the younger brothers and sisters, just so much satisfaction with the girls bringing home their first hardware in Jazz yesterday. You know, with the best finishes we've had has been fifth twice, eighth one time for Jazz, and to bring home a second place finish out of about 50 teams, just a wonderful accomplishment for the girls.
That's right. It was a lot of fun, that's for sure. Once again, those Jazz girls that brought home hardware, Caitlin Baird, Lydia Offit, Carissa Bessonen, Josie Munsterman, Aaliyah Schomer, Grace Johnson, Addison Oy, Paige Torstensen, Savannah Erickson, and Ellie Stratmon. And Riley Jo McCoy, who's the manager, she would not let me hold the trophy last night up in the concourse area.
When we saw her, Paul, it's like she had a football. She needed to get to the goal line with that thing. It was fun to watch. It shows how important all 27 girls, 25 dancers, and two managers, they're all integral, important parts of the team to go along with the coaches.
All right. Well, at Target Center, they just opened up the doors just moments ago, and it's filling up fast. It looks like it'll be a lot bigger crowd today, Ken.
It sure looks like it, Paul. You know, we're about the same numbers of teams, but it always seems, in my experience, the kick event always has more fans than the Jazz events. And maybe it's because there's more girls per team, so a few more family members and friends come out. But it's going to be a packed house for Class A starting the prelims.
Yep. They're going to start the high kick Class A here just in a few minutes. Ken, let's preview high kick in Class A. I know you got some stats there in front of you, and some of the favorite teams here today.
I do, Paul. So when we look at how the four different sections ranked out, you know, some of the top scoring teams in the state, I'll just give the top six. Number one was Frazee coming out of the north section. Our Lac Parle Valley Dawson Boyd girls actually had the second highest score in kick coming out of the sections. Third was Cannon Falls from kind of south of the Twin Cities. Fourth was the YME Silhouettes. Fifth was Aiken, and Aiken and Frazee come out of the same section. And believe it or not, the sixth highest score was Montevideo, and they did not qualify for the state tournament because you only get three teams per section, and it was Bold, YME, and the Shadows coming out of section three. But Montevideo had the sixth highest score. Bold actually had the seventh highest score overall.
Yeah, isn't that something?
But that's where the rank points factor in. And
right.
I think back to last year, Paul, our Shadow kick team had the third highest total points out of the 800 by two over YME.
Yeah.
But YME had a 1 point better rank point, 16 versus 17. So our Shadows last year in kick missed third place by one rank point, which is a judge's decision. It's kind of like the Olympics. You get scored in 10 categories, but then each judge ranks which team they think was the best.
Okay.
So there's the subjective part of dance, unfortunately, versus the numerical value in dance. Kind of like in basketball. Somebody sees a foul, another referee does it. Kind of a subjective part of that.
Exactly, yep. Let's talk about some of the favorites here today. Aitken, of course, boy, they've brought home a lot of state championships, haven't they?
Aitken probably in Class A has been the most consistent team. I believe, Paul, if I remember right, reading some of the information, if Aitken would win the Class A championship this year, that'd be their fifth in a row.
In a row.
And 10th overall in their program history. I think Cannon Falls is close behind with total numbers.
Yep.
YME's had a lot of good wins, too, but I don't recall any first-place finishes they've had. So, and Frazee's a strong one from the north, and you know the Shadows have just been building every year. The 10th year out of the last 11 that the kick team for the Shadows has been at the state tournament.
Yeah, you know, I remember Aitken's championship last year. It was a pirate theme. They were all dressed. They had the black beards and stuff, and it was kind of cool.
Black beards. They looked like leather pants to me. They kind of had long black hair. They had that Johnny Depp Pirates of the Caribbean look. It was a wonderful routine. Complicated and well-executed.
Yeah.
And they blew it away last year, really. I mean, they just kind of blew the competition out of the water.
Yep. Well, I think Lacapelle Valley, Dawson Boyd Shadows can do that this year. They got probably one of their best high kick routines that I've ever seen.
I think so, Paul. I think Lisa and other coaches have really challenged the competitiveness and the difficulty of the routine this year, and the girls have just been executing flawlessly from start to finish. I went down, the Shadow kick team was in six different competitions. They had five first-place finishes, and up at the big tournament in Ricori, we took third behind Frazee and Aitken. So we saw two of the major competitors from the north, and they were very, very close scores. Then we went on to be conference champions for the Canada Conference, and the Shadows executed perfectly at sections, and we're section champions. But the Shadows are strong, but they're going to have to dance their best because there's a lot of good competition today.
That's right. If you're just tuning in, Paul Ramo, Ken Fransky, courtside. From Target Center here in Minneapolis, the Target Center is filling up fast here with dance fans, and we're waiting the Class A qualifications or competition to begin here around 11:20, 11:30. I just want to mention who's on the high kick roster because they do such a fantastic job. Give them a shout out here. How about if we do that?
Well, let's do that, Paul. There's a lot of talented young ladies and gals here.
And you can throw in a comment or two. Start out with Lydia Offit. Lydia, I interviewed Madeline yesterday, your sister.
Yep.
She really misses being on that floor with the girls just 1 year out. When I was talking to her yesterday, she had tears in her eyes.
I tell you, like the Shadows always say, Paul, and you know, dads, moms, we hear too, once a Shadow, always a Shadow. And the alumni are just as passionate, and they do miss it immensely.
Yep. Then I got a couple of freshmen, Caitlin Ashlane and Caitlin Baird. And there's a more freshmen to mention here, but Caitlin Ashlane, Caitlin Baird, Laura Baldwin, Krista Bessonen. She hasn't really been dancing this year because of a back injury.
Right. She's had something with her back that's been giving her trouble all year, and disappointing for her, disappointing for the team. But the nice thing is she comes to work every day with the girls, and she's hoping to rebound for next year.
And then Paige Clausen, a ninth grader, and then Haley Coyle, an eighth grader. On the team, huh?
That's not amazing to me, Paul, because we've seen eighth graders. Some of these ninth graders this year did it as seventh, eighth graders. I think there's two eighth graders total, if I remember right. And that just shows how strong our Shadows program is. And our JV kick had a fantastic year. They were pretty much first in every competition they were part of.
And then a captain, Savannah Erickson, been on Dan's team for a long time. She's a senior. Just a great girl.
Great girl, going to be sadly missed. You know, they're part of this team that did not qualify as ninth graders in 2015,
mm-hmm.
and that really motivated them in their sophomore, junior, and senior years now.
Josie Munsterman said that exact same thing yesterday when I had her on the air.
And it sticks with those younger girls as well, too.
Yep. And then Kendall Fransky, Ken, your daughter, a freshman, she's enjoying her time on the high kick, huh?
I don't know if she could be any happier. You know, she's kind of the person that I look to my other three daughters and son and say, hey, this little girl might get to be to the state tournament 6 years in a row. I said, the other three Fransky kids haven't done it 6 years combined. So it's kind of a running joke for Dad.
All right. Then we got Rachel Hahn. Of course, Grace Johnson, Lisa's daughter. She's a ninth grader. Paige Martinson, a senior. Ella Mork, a freshman. Josie Munsterman, a sophomore. Michaela Munsterman, a freshman, Addison Oy, a ninth grader, Ashton Oy, a senior. It's nice to have sisters dancing on the team.
It is, and you know, they're so competitive, those two Oy sisters. They push each other hard. Great leaders. One's a senior, one's an underclassman. Addison was dancing on the second place winning Jazz team yesterday, so very good, talented family of girls.
Then we have an eighth grader again, Riley Sawatsky. I call her Helga with her Russian accent. She's tall and she's very athletic.
Tall, athletic, and she looks to me like she's one of the spark plugs for fun and entertainment with the Shadows team, it looks like.
I know, I hear that a lot about Riley Sawatsky, that she likes to have fun.
She does. She does that Russian goat call.
Then we got Aaliyah Schomer, Ellie Stratmon, another freshman, Paige Torstensen, Hope Traeger, Annika Trigestad, a sophomore, Eden Weber, and Brittany Whitmore. Those are on the roster of High Kick. Hope I didn't miss any. And then we got student manager, a senior, Jalen Popman, Riley Jim McCoy. They're just as much part of the team.
Absolutely. They're critical parts. You know, try to keep the dancers all lined up and organized. And you know, there's probably a lot of, you know, emotional management that the managers help out with as well.
And then their coaches, of course, Hannah Johnson, Sarah Norman, Megan Stratmon, and Lisa Johnson. And those, they've been together for a long time, and that's what you want in a coaching staff, consistency.
I agree, Paul. And they all push the girls' buttons a little bit differently at little different times. They know how to motivate the girls, but they really this year have learned how to push the girls. And I think maybe I see it more this year. I'm not sure if the coaches are pushing the girls more or if the girls are pushing the coaches more to be successful, but it's the right recipe for a great season.
Yep. Well, they're going to start, as I mentioned, at 11:30, the qualifying competitions. And why don't you explain to our listeners what happens, how many teams there are and then High Kick and what happens.
Absolutely,
today.
Paul. We go through two rounds here starting at, you know, between 11:30 to 1, where there will be 12 teams total, four sections, each get three representatives. They'll dance their routines here within about hour and a half. Then they will cut those 12 teams down out of the preliminaries to six finalists. Then the six finalists will come back around roughly about 5:30 for Class A. They'll dance their routines a second time, and that's when they'll announce the first, second, third place winners for the state championship. So 12 gets cut to six. Six don't get to dance again. They're basically watching from the stands, and the best six scores move on and move forward.
All right. And at 11:30, Yellow Medicine East and Bold in Section 3, they kick it off right off the bat.
You know, I don't know if I ever get a straight answer out of the girls if it's best to go first or in the middle or last, but, you know, the nice thing with two Section 3A teams, we're going to set the tone for our section, and we're going to set the tone for the Target Center, because all three Section 3A teams, all the fans cheer for all three teams. Obviously, with the Shadow fans, we'll cheer a little louder for the Shadows girls, and the YME fans will cheer a little louder for theirs. But Section 3A represents each other extremely well. Great way to start the event.
All right, here's the order. Yellow Messinese, Bold, Lake City, Randolph, Aiken, New Ulm, Cathedral, Lacapaw Valley, Dawson, Boyd, Bagley, Zabrota, Mazeppa, Frazee, Cannon Falls, Wabasha, Kellogg. That's the order they're going to dance here just in a minute.
That's the order, Paul, and a lot of those teams were in Jazz yesterday, but there's probably three, four, five teams that were not in Jazz.
All right, Ken, thanks for joining us on the call. We'll call it the pre-dance show here.
Absolutely. Glad to help out, Paul. Always fun.
You know, we're probably not going to do any much updates, but Dick Newman will be down in Windham for Section Team Wrestling to see who goes to the state wrestling tournament. We're going to have that on at 12:30, but we will interrupt wrestling at about 1:15 to see who's going to dance in the finals tonight. And we'll, as I mentioned, interrupt wrestling at that time. And then we'll be on the air live at around 5:30 and with some interviews throughout the afternoon after wrestling. We'll do a lot of broadcasting after wrestling's over this afternoon. So that's the agenda here on Q92.
It's going to be a busy day, Paul, and a lot of fun. The wrestlers and the kick team.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to our fine dance sponsors. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. I'll be posting a lot of pictures and updating you on what's going on here at the Target Center through our social media sites. So with that, thanks, Ken. Have fun in the stands.
We're going to get crazy and loud, Paul. We're going to have lots of fun up there. Thank you.
All right, Ken Fransky joining me here on the pre-dance show here from Target Center in Minneapolis. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the station, Molly.
We're here with your local DuPont Pioneer team to ask how growers can up their game on soybean yields and weed control.
The answer is Pioneer brand soybeans with Roundup Ready 2 Extend technology.
Goodbye resistant weeds, hello higher yields.
So these soybeans ready to change the game?
Yep, they've proven it in local trials.
The combination of elite genetics and strong defense helps growers take control.
Ask your local Pioneer team about Pioneer brand soybeans with Roundup Ready 2 Extend technology. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales representative, Dean Martinson of Dawson, at 320-226-1451.
Insurance Brokers of Minnesota Incorporated is your full-service, local, independent insurance agency. We work with many companies to get you the best rate for your coverage needs. Let us at Wold Agency help you protect everything that is important to you, especially your loved ones. Give us a call at 320-769-4545 and see what we can offer. Or stop in and see Stephanie at their office in Dawson. We work for you.
State Dance Tournament coverage brought to you on Q92 by United Prairie Insurance Agency, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Ag Processing Incorporated, American Surplus of Montevideo, B. Johnson Electric, Field Press Fertilizer, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tenson Marine of Raymond, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Madison Bottling Company, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Brian Tebben Farm Bureau Insurance, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Chad Kranz, Mama's Brick Oven Pizza, Madison Optical. State Dance coverage brought to you by Ludvigson Tiling, Erickson Chevrolet, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Greg Thole Electric in Madison, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, The Wold Agency. State Dance coverage brought to you by Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Chival Mutual, Mitch Gertis Appleton, Mattress Barn and Marshall, Heartland Motors, Morris, and Zarbach Memorials in Madison. Thanks for joining us for State Dance Line coverage right here on Q92.